Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS News correspondent Maria Villarreal is with us. And Maria, I know the death toll has gone up.
Yes, unfortunately has. Late last night, we were with all the different CAL FIRE experts, as well as county, city, local leaders, basically, as they gave their evening debrief. And basically, they said that they found 13 new bodies, which brings the death toll to roughly 42 for the Camp Fire here in Butte County. It clearly is weighing very heavily, not just on the people who are fighting the fires, like the firefighters, but law enforcement, the people who live here, the families. This is a very tight-knit community, so very devastating news. And even worse, the fact that there are still hundreds still unaccounted for.
So many people would like to get back and see if their homes are still there. What do you see as you walk around that area, the inappropriately named Paradise, California?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is no paradise for anybody who is trying to get back in here. The reality is it's going to take a very long time before people are really allowed back in here to substantially see what has happened to their places. And by that, I mean, I think there will come an opportunity where law enforcement officials, firefighters might feel like it's okay for them to come and check things out. But by no means are people going to be able to come back to Paradise and actually stay here. Nearly everything is gone in this town. I would say I've seen maybe a couple of dozen homes or businesses that look like they weren't damaged, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, they could have everything from blown out windows to torn out roofs, burned electrical wiring. So clearly there is a lot of maintenance and a lot of, surveying that needs to be done over the next coming weeks. But that is on top of the search efforts that are going to continue over the next few weeks as well for the unaccounted.
All right. Thank you, Maria. CBS News correspondent Maria Villarreal in Paradise, California.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.